We are in Simon Nun Hei, and we are up to Siftes. Yeah, so we spoke yesterday about individuals who were didn't have signs of godless, they didn't have Shtei Cyrus, and about at what stage does a person become a godless if they don't bring signs of godless. We said once they've reached Rav Shneisav, then they're considered to be a godless. Lemafreya from the time they were 13. We spoke about a cheresh, cheresh medaber, cheresh who's a shemeya. And in Siftes we say la'olam hu katan ad sheyavish deyisayris achar sheyeh ben yud gimel v'yemechot. So one needs to bring the Shtei Cyrus achar shiyad ben yud gimel. What does this mean? It says the Mishnah Berurah, Shtei Cyrus umukayman v'shiur gadlus and mavur be'evena ezer b'simen kuf nun hei siv yud zayin v'yud ches. That's the place of the Shtei Cyrus. We mentioned yesterday that there it mentions that it needs to be in the Mokim Erva. Achar shiyad shekein kibu chazal alach mishmisina shlayikra Shikari Hazachar Ish Ad Shishlumulay Yud Gimel Shana until it completes the 13th year. Vyavi Gam Ken Shtei Cyrus. Mumichlal Kalashir and Shikibu Hazal Lach Meshmisina. So this is a halachal Meshmisina. So Katniss and Godless is a halachal Meshmisina. There's an interesting discussion in the Mefarshim as to at what stage does a non Jew become a godless. Bidding legabe, you know, if a non-Jew steals something, and there is a punishment, so the punishment is only once they're considered to be a vaidas, once they're considered to be a gadol. So, if Yud Gimel is halacha mishmisinai, shirim were li Yisrael ne'amah. It's not said la'akum. And I think they'd say that there, it just depends on each person. Exactly what is the level of maturity that we need, and what is the halachic yardstick. But it's not a din in 12 or 13, because that's a special din for Klal Yisrael. Like we've seen it. But when Kaimlan came and she gave a Klal Shanim, Chazaka she viewed Shtei Cyrus. So, nevertheless, there's an assumption that once a person has reached the age of 13, for a boy, 12, for a girl, they have produced Cyrus for the Chena Filim Anu Rayin Sheinlam Shtei Cyrus. Perhaps he had and they fell away. Shekin derech Cyrus halal linshar. Son of Zidu fell away. Pa'amim machmas kishus because of weakness. Pa'amim machmas shamunis. All because of for persons are overweight and fat. Umikol makam leisam chinen al chazaka zul gamri. It's not that we rely on this 100%. Ela the dinin le kisafek lechinas liam tamid lechumra b'chol davashu mediraisa umediraban lekula. So that's what we said. We rely on this legabe derabanans. We don't rely on it legabe diraisa. Vayin lekamon in kufzadi tes tzachin kitzas vayin lael sifkat lamid alav manshuk kasad sham b'shem abrina gadol. Fine. We say ben yud gimel shana v'aviv mehem and alzeh. The father is believed to say about his son that he is a bar mitzvah. Leish acher, kenis v'kedushin daf samach ve'alam and aleph b'teisus dibra maschul ne'amon. Father is believed as opposed to others. Meis aviv ve'eni yudei emes enas ben yud gimel shana. The father is no longer here, and he doesn't know when his birthday is. L'chera dina hu would be kevin shevishti Cyrus chayiv lihizaher v'mitzvah sather kedin shad gadol. This fegad yiraisu. The ayin. So, in a situation where we're not sure, and this was probably probably quite relevant in times of war, the father was no longer there, and the child himself doesn't actually know how old he is. He doesn't know, he doesn't have any papers, documents, doesn't know when his birthday is, and so on. So, once he's got Shtei Cyrus, certainly in the Humra, he needs to be Machner. We said if it is an Ibrayar, so then you need Bas Yud Gimel Chodesh. So said the Mishnah Brura. So first we said Ben Gimel V'Yom Echad. Lav Dafke Yoyim Elakim Shnichas Tchilas Hayoyim Mishnas Yedal. It's not that you need to be 13 plus a full day. So once you reach the Tchilas Yoyim of the 14th year, Vafidusha Achas Vafidurega Achas Sagi. So 13 in a moment is sufficient. Afiru neilad b'seif yoyim Rosh Hashanah kevin shadayin hu vada yoyim nasir ben yidgim al-shana b'tchilas leo Rosh Hashanah shosh nasir dalet. Even though Lamais, it's not 13 complete years even, because the fellow was born, you know, 1 moment before Shkia, but once you're 1 minute into Rosh Hashanah on the night, that's considered to be that you've entered the Shnas Yudalad. Demhaya bin Ashmoshes, Beisaleda, Dainin Leila Safik, Vazmin Lachumra, Behold of Ashumidiraisa. Listen to people, sometimes ask this question, you know, my daughter was born Bein Ashmoshes, my son was born Bein Ashmoshes, exactly when is the Bar Mitzvah, at what stage? So Lamaisa, we say for these things, it's a Safik, it's a genuine Safik, and, I mean, obviously you should have 2 birthdays in the Chumra, but it's a genuine Safik, and Behold of you have to be machmer, whatever the chumrah will be, whichever way you look at the, he says over here in 55, l'inyin zmana shal sudas bar mitzvah. Someone is born bin Ashmashes, kasa v'shut. Shevet halevi, shekevin shemidin safik deraisim ischayiv b'chala mitzvah kvar mehayim rishin. In kain, yoyim zehu hagerim eschiyuvay min hatera b'oil hamitzvahs v'yesh lismayach b'isa hayayim. So in other words, part of the one of the main ideas behind the Seudas Bar Mitzvah is to make a Seuda and to be mesameach about the fact that you have oil mitzvahs upon you. So all the ma'aser being that already lechumra, I have oil mitzvahs already on the first day, that would be the time to make the Seuda. Good. Yud. Im nar echad noilad v'chavtes la'adar rishon b'shana u'ber. So it's an Ibriyar. And Reuven was born on Chavtes Adar Rishon, the Nar Echad Neilad Ba'Adar Sheni, the Echad Boy, and Shimon was born on the first of Adar Sheni. So obviously Reuven is physically the older one of the two. He was born a day earlier. However, Shnas Yud Gimel Einam Uberes, but when they reach the year of their Bar Mitzvah, it's the Shana Pshuta. So Oisei Shneilad B'Chavtes La'Adar Rishon. So Hamtin ad Chavtes La'Adar B'Shnas Yud Gimel Liyez Ben Yud Gimel Shana V'Oisei Shneilad Achrav B'Echad Ba'Adar Sheni Yeh Ben Yud Gimel Shana Kevin Shegi Echad Ba'Adar Shel Shnas Yud Gimel. So interesting concept that even though Reuben is actually older than Shimon, Shimon will be perceived as the older one of the two, and Shimon will have his bar mitzvah before Reuben. Hagal, umi shneilad ba'adar v'nase bar mitzvah v'shnas ha'ibur ein nase bar mitzvah ad adar hasheni. So says the Ramah from the Mari Mintz. What about a regular case? Someone is born in, let's say, a shana pshuta, and the year of their bar mitzvah is an ibriyar, then they need to wait until adar sheni. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah, Einam Uberes. So again, we said over here that the year that they become bar mitzvah, these two lads, is a shana pshuta, it's Einam Uberes. Aval im bishnas yudgim mahaya gamken ibor. But if they were born in a shana uberes, and the year of bar mitzvah is also a shana uberes, as bevade hayinu imrim hanelad barishin ye bar mitzvah ba'adarishin vasheni ba'adarsheni. So then we wouldn't say, oh, you need to wait till Adar Sheni, and that's the Iker. No. If it's a Shana Mubaris, then we would give each of them their respective birthdays in the respective months.
The young twin could have the mitzvah first, if they were born.
Well, that's in a case where it's a Shana Pshuta. In a Shana Pshuta, then the younger of the two would have the bar mitzvah first. But we're saying over here now, v'shem da'achrenim, but if they were born in a shana muberes, in the year of the bar mitzvah, the shana muberes, then everything would be as normal. Now we said, ad chavtes la'adar. So we said, the one who is born in chavtes adar rishon, who's really the older of the two, he needs to wait, ad chavtes la'adar. The ma'od teima, sheyachashev ha'adar rishon, shenbelet by Bimkem Shvatz. I mean, maybe we could say that being that he was born in the Shana Muberes, maybe we could look now at the Adar Rishon, which is really the month which precedes the other Adar, the real Adar, so to speak. So maybe we could look that he was born in the month which precedes Adar, and therefore maybe we could say it's like he was born on the 29th of Shvatz. And if so, v'kivin shagia chavtes b'shvat b'shnas yedgimol yenase bar mitzvah. Maybe you could say that. Maybe we just look at it at the month before the Adar. Kamash malon deler minin kain, and he needs to wait until chavtes. Now we said in the Ramah, Mishanelet ba'adar v'nase bar mitzvah b'shnase ibor. So, meaning to say, one needs to wait for the other shining. We already said this. You might have said, if he was born on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and the 13th year is a Shana Muberes, where there's a double Adar, and then ein nase bar mitzvah ad Rosh Chodesh Nisan, even though he has to wait another month. Avol neilad bar Rosh Chodesh Adar, havamina de nase bar mitzvah bar Rosh Chodesh Adarishin. Here you might have said that, and you know, he was neilad in Adar, so maybe he becomes bar mitzvah in Adarishin. Kamashma the Adarishin lay nikra Adar, ela Chodesh Ibor mikri. Why? Interesting reason. Sure, ein kirnes and megillah ba'adarishin, which is an interesting reason. Why should that necessarily be the kaveh? I mean, the reason why you carry the megillah and adarishini, the Gemara says, you know, kadei lahasmich geula legeula. You know, it seems to be more of like a zaitika reason that there's a maila to be masmich geula legeula. That's why, but lav dafka, that's necessarily the ikra. But he says, Adarishin Linikra Adar, Ella Khidisha Ibra Mikri, Shahari Kernis and the Gilabad, Shahari Kernis and the Gilabad, the reason. Banan Bayin and Yudgim Moshanim Shleiman. Fine. Nishan Neilad Beyim Rishan Bresh Khidish Kislev. So he's born in Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Yem Rishan Bresh Khidish Kislev. Vahayu Oz Shnei Yamim Bresh Khidish. It was two days. Rosh Chodesh, so there was Chav Tes and Lamed is considered to be Aleph of Rosh Chodesh. Ubishnas Yigimol Hayachash and Chaser, and then in the 13th year, there is no day 30. There's no day 30 in that year. Ubishnas Yigimol, he was born already on the 30th, which is Rosh Chodesh. Ubishnas Yigimol Hayachash and Chaser. The Kislevein Ella Yemech of Rosh Chodesh. That is the day of the bar mitzvah. The mission of the Rosh Chodesh Kislev, if it's the other way, the flip side, it was only one day. Okay, let's move on to more dinim about two as far as tziruf. Avarian sha'avar al gzeris atzivar e sha'avar avera im lay niduhu nimne leminyin asaris. You've got an avarian, you've got an avera, and a fellow who did an avera. What did he do? What's wrong with this guy? Sha'avar al gzeris atzivar. Tzivar made a gzera, he didn't listen. Or, tam avar avera. So long as the tzivar were not menade him, so long as they didn't put him in chayrim, so then he is able to be mitzarif to the minyan. Says the Mishmar Sha'avar Aveira, Kasav Prima Gadam Dafka Aveira Sha'avar L'Teyavim. So this that we say, that so long as the Tzibor have not been menada you, you are included in the Minyan, this is only in a situation where the Aveira was done out of Taiva. The out of Taiva, the Rishonim explain, means either literally out of taiva, you know, it's just such a tasty restaurant, I just can't hold myself back. It's nothing ideological, chas v'shalom, it's just, I've got such a taiva for this food. Or, they say, let's say, Alvin is more someone who can't be bothered to schlep. It's a tircha. Why should I go to the other side of town to get kosher food? There's a place right next door. It's so much easier for me. I don't have anything ideological. Of course, if you're providing me with kosher food, of course I'd have it. But it's, you know, it's a tircha. Things like that. The point is, there's nothing ideological. And it's not chalila l'hachis es boiroi. He's not someone who is doing, he's not a dachinik. He's not doing it chalila l'hachis. So that the we still were makel to say that so long as he's not menuda, then he's mitzvah to the minyan, That's if it's l'tayam and avol ha'achis afilu b'davar echad. Eishu mum l'avodas zar l'avodas gilulim melechal shabbosus b'fahestia. Dinika akam ve'enim etzdar. So if the person is either a mum l'ahachis for one thing, right? There's one mitzvah which he says I don't believe in this, and I'm dafka going to show the fact that I am ideologically against this, and so if he's doing it lahachis, even one thing, or he's a mumel avodah zarah, or for chil shabbos, those two always go hand in hand, then he's considered to be like an akum vein mitzar. Now this prima godim, it has got huge implications halacha lemaisa. I mean, if you are in a shul of a more modern group of people, and some of the people are not yet, shall we say, Shema Shabbos. So how do we look at it? You know, we're saying over here, Simmons Machal Shabbos before Hesya, is not part of the minyan. He says over here in 58, he says, Inyan Machal Shabbos Bizmanenu. So he quotes from the Chaz Nation, Simon Pei Zion, is also a Chaz Nation at the beginning of Yerdea, Sheyesh Lerubam Din Tineke Shenishbu. The Lay Din Mumer says the Chazanish famously that they're not considered to be Mechalei Shabbos with the Chumrah of the Mechalei Shabbos, but rather they're considered to be like a Tinek Shenishba. He quotes from Tshuva of Rav Moshe and Archaim Chirik Aleph Simen Chav Gimel. Sheimbo Atol Ispalel Yesh Makam Lahatil Etzar from Lechol Davish Bekedusha Kegain Tadish Bekedusha Ubarchu. Chazaras Shatz, you can be mitzvah and b'shas etchak, and so on. So there are those there are those pleskim who are makel with mechalei Shabbos v'zmanenu. Say again. yeah. Not clear about an aliyah, whether or not they could be. He says that he is mistopic about being mitzvah of them to Kriya Sotera, whether or not they can be included in that. He brings afterwards from Rabbi Tzion Abishol, who says, She'ena mitzvah from Laminion. The Chain Haira, Ravel Yashiv, She'ena mitzvah from Laminion, V'af Leila in Kaddish, V'Kadusha, V'dinem Kenachrem, L'chol Divrayem. The Chain Kostav, B'shit Shevet Halevi, Shemachal Shabbos, Emi Shenasa Nachris, Ein Litzvah for Laminion. And says Rav Osner, someone is Mechal Shabbos, someone who married a Nachris and cannot be included in a minyan. They're not doing it necessarily because of some ideological reason as such. These are things which are so well known, and you cannot say, oh, you know, I didn't really realize the severity, and so on. He quotes this also from the Minchas Yitzchak, the Mishnah also Nachris, She'ein Letzar for the minyan. This is even more chomer than Mechal Shabbos, because this is not something which Rav Yisrael do. So we have it seems to be the way he's presented it. The Chaz Nishin of Moshe who are makel by Mechal Shabbos bismanenu, and we have several who are machmer even by Mechal Shabbos and Kol Shekin by Nasa Nachris. He quotes answers from Shlomo Zalman, who says, "Shirotzu yishlo litzar from the minyan ulachol davish etzar chasara." It is preferred; it's preferable not to be mitzar of them. And he writes out to which b'makom atzerich yishlo smachal eile shekasish v'zmanenu shehaparitz meruba la'aymed harein ketineke shenishba. He says it could be that nowadays there might be some room to be makel, but certainly when they say a mumer l'tayavan, if a person is mechal shabbos l'tayavan. I'm sorry, if a person is over in Israel, let's say, oven. So you see the person eating at the local McDonald's, and they're doing it because it's too expensive to go to a Tasha restaurant, they don't have the money, or it's the other side of town, and they're only doing it out of tithe and so on. And these types of things, one can be mitzarfim. So too, when it comes to Chilul Shabbos, it's well known that when we speak about Mechal Shabbos b'fahesti, it's only someone who has no embarrassment. He's not embarrassed to be Mechal Shabbos even in front of an Adam Gadol, even in front of, let's say, the Rav of the shul where he attends. Then we say that's called a Mechal Shabbos. So it's over here, the Tzion Abishol brings it. Sh'im hu mizbayish lechal l'shabbos l'fnei Adam Gadol, kevin sh'yish dover hameinea mimenu lavar iser yesh lahakal b'zeh. And the Mishnah writes this also, that that's called, it is a Mechal Shabbos b'tzina. So you wouldn't see him walking down, driving his car down Golders Green Road where everyone can see him. But maybe, you know, in his own house, he might Mechal Shabbos. That's called Mechal Shabbos Betzina. That's not called What, everyone knows that he's driving to Shul?
He's 5 miles away from Shul. He can't walk, walks like me.
Right.
So he's taking his car.
Right.
So.
I mean, what would be in a case where everyone knows that it was Mechal Shabbos before Hasya? And so, it's interesting because it's like a middle type of case. On the one hand, he doesn't have the azus of like doing it in front of people.
He tries to use all the back streets.
He tries to use the back streets. You know, there's you know. I'm not sure what we'd say about that. Okay, so so we said that is that. Now we said so long as Laini do, so long as they were not menadim, afilu aver shechayev alei misa, even if it's an aver hamura, that had chsiv ba'achan chata Yisrael. And we darish an aval pi shechata Yisrael hu u b'kedushas ikoy, right? He remains with Kedushas Yisrael. The Kass and Ekrem Karoyim, Einam and Stav Masar, Shinam Meidim B'Tur Shabbat Pass. This is also quite fascinating. You get a lot of people nowadays who don't necessarily believe in Kabbalah's Chazal, right? And Tur Shabbat Pass, and all these critics and so on, biblical critics, who many of them do not believe in Tur Shabbat Pass, says the Mishnah Berurah. So that means that you have someone who comes to shul, but they don't believe that in the authenticity of Torah Shabbat. You should not give them any kibbutim. You can't call them up for an aliyah, right? They're not mitzvah to the minyan. Just 1 second. Yeah, there's just a short bi halacha over here. If you look in Menuda, he says, "V'im haya shalei bishvil avei rak bishvil mamein." So let's say they were menadeh him because you know he's supposed to pay, and they passed in bezin that he owes money, and he's not paying the money which he owes. So there's some type of financial reason as to why they were menadeh him. It says the bi halacha, "V'im haya shalei bishvil avei rak bishvil mamein." But it seems to be that there is that leniency. There is that leniency of someone who only did something because of mama. Let's just read the Mechaber and Yud Gimel, and maybe we'll pick it up tomorrow. Here we start to speak about the logistics, the physical place where these 10 people, we're speaking about being mitzaref to minyan asara. First we spoke about which type of an individual can be mitzaref to minyan of asara. Now we're saying where do they need to be in order to be mitzaref to a minyan. Tzarech shiyu kol ha'asara b'makim echad v'shliach tzibur imahem. So the general rule is they need to be considered to be in the same place. The ha'imed b'secha pesach min ha'agach v'lachud dahainu kishusig adeles mimkeim pnimius shel oili adeles v'lachud k'lachud. So, meaning, even if, let's say, you've got a room and the door is open, and someone is in this room and someone's over here, but when you would close the door, so kind of from the actual door, the door frame and outwards, anything which is considered from that section, that already is considered to be not the same makom, even if the door is wide open. And that's the person is set. So according to the Mechaber, if a person, let's say, is standing literally within the thickness of the door frame, but being if when the door would be closed, that person would not be there, and then they're not able to be mitzaref to the minyan. And we'll see.
And if there's no door there?
Say again?
There's a door frame, but there's no door.
That's an interesting question. If it's a separate room, it's very clear that it's a separate, distinct room, and there's a door frame, but there's no door there. So if there's no door there, would we say, well, let's look at the thinnest possible door that could have been there, which is, which is a centimeter thick, and will give, maybe 10 inches of what the door frame, the thickness of the door frame, But maybe that, yeah, I'm not sure. It's interesting, Shai. Okay, we'll pick it up tomorrow, Tishem.